For years, Mexican officials have complained about the number of U.S. guns traveling across the border. President Obama gave the official response in March.
We have seen a significant increase in the number of weapons that have been confiscated. We have put more and more people behind bars for the transfer of weapons across the border into Mexico.
New data says 70% of the guns recovered in Mexico came from the U.S. And the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms may have actually encouraged the sale of assault weapons in Mexico in an operation called Fast and Furious.
Something tells me the president's response now would be very different from that things are getting better message of March. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 15th.
I have an idea. Let's give guns to the drug lords.
To the criminals. Yeah.
Or sell them.
Yeah, well, because, I was going to say it may have sounded like a good idea at the beginning, but honestly, it just didn't.
Well,
let's give guns to a bunch of criminals, but we'll talk about it, yeah.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We go to Pakistan, or the U.S.-Pakistani relationship. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that Pakistan has arrested informants who helped the CIA, gave them information in the months leading up to the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. One is reportedly an army major who copied the license plates of cars visiting bin Laden's hideout. Another is the owner of the safe house rented to the CIA for surveillance nearby. Earlier, we spoke to Eric Schmidt, terrorism correspondent for the New York Times.
The Pakistani authorities are kind of sweeping up anybody who might have any connection to the house there in Abbottabad, trying to sort out exactly what their relationship is to bin Laden, to the military and all.
Pakistani officials deny the arrest of the army major, but they do admit they've arrested 30 or 40 people who may have helped the CIA.
The U.S. is preparing for a worst-case scenario in Yemen. The CIA is reportedly building a secret airbase in the Persian Gulf region to target al-Qaeda terrorists in Yemen.
The secret part is they're not telling us where it is. That's the deal.
Oh, is that the secret part?
Yes, that is the secret part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's in case an anti-American faction takes over and shuts U.S. forces out. This morning, Yemeni officials say Islamic militants with al-Qaeda ties launched a surprise attack and seized parts of a southern... You know, Yemen isn't that big of a country.
Well, if you can find out where it is, we'll put it on the air. I think we'll make a big story out of it.
Then it really won't be secret. A second round of hearings on Capitol Hill today looking into the radicalization of Muslims in the U.S. Congressman Peter King, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says today's focus is on Muslims who turn radical in prison.
There are a number of prisoners who go into jail. They are radicalized. They become converted to Islam and then to a radical form of Islam and emerge from prison as terrorists.
The first round of hearings drew protests from religious and civil rights groups.
A congressional report released today shows the Justice Department allowed more than 2,000 guns to flow illegally into Mexico. Two of them were found at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. It's an operation called Fast and Furious, where U.S. agents, as we mentioned, sold guns to the Mexican cartels in order to trace where they went. But Congressman Daryl Issa says the feds lost track of most of the guns and only arrested about two dozen low-level cartel members.
It wasn't just a program that made mistakes. It was a program that was a mistake.
Report out yesterday said 70% of guns found at Mexican crime scenes came from the U.S. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes.
Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a law stripping collective bargaining rights for most public workers can take effect, and that wildfire out west is now the largest in Arizona's history, more than 1 million acres burned. Asian markets are mostly down. European indices are down. So are futures. The Dow will start at 12,076. The S&P at 1,287. The NASDAQ will open at 2,678. Well, you know, John, we have this sort of takeaway family book club thing.
We are turning our whole staff into a book club this summer.
Well, you know, we have a lot of readers among the staff,
right,
and they all, you know, have great books that they've read. You can find out our picks at our blog at thetakeaway.org. But we're going to speak of one of those picks today. The author of Oil on Water joins us. First, though, more on that gun violence in Mexico and the role of U.S. dealers.